Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I'll talk to some of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Bank and Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol, and we will talk with Trooper Krull right after this. Discover a career that aligns with your interests and skills through Maintainer's Career Development Pathway. Join us for a job fair on Tuesday, October 29th from 4 to 7 p.m., where you can explore various opportunities, complete an application and preliminary interview, and tour the facility. Learn more at maintainerjobs.com.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors, quality smokes, and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
At Northwest Iowa Community College, our newest projects are the brand new Diesel Technology Program and Automotive and Light Duty Diesel Classrooms and Labs. NCC has a partnership with Snap-on Tools. It means you don't have a huge outlaying of cash at the beginning of your studies. Try out the program to make sure you want that career path. But from day one, you'll still start with the quality tools you need. Bonus, when you graduate, you'll have a brand new set of tools in a toolbox waiting for you as you start your career. New buildings, new classrooms, new labs, and new tools. At NCC, your success is our story.
Good morning. Welcome back on Talk of the Town. With me in studio this morning, Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. You got some miles on already this morning.
I tell you what, it's a nice drive over, and it was eventful. Uneventful.
Would be even better if it weren't for detours.
Yeah, right? Detours definitely add miles to the trip.
But you got to play with that new patrol car. So.
Absolutely. I'm sporting the new F-150.
That's pretty sharp.
It's a nice ride. It's comfortable, and I've got room for all my equipment finally, so it's going to be fun.
I assume that's four-wheel drive, so you can get around in the winter?
100% four-wheel drive, so we're prepared for the non-eventful winter that we had last year, hopefully.
That would be good. Now, just because it's got four-wheel drive does not mean that if somebody's stupid enough to go out and they're told not to and get stranded, that you're going to risk your life to go find them.
Absolutely, and we'll talk more about that next month.
There you go. This month right now, I hate where we're starting, but because I start to feel like a broken record. But the fatality situation in the state this year is ugly.
Yeah, so we were doing really, really, really good. And unfortunately, this seems to be a common theme of my talks. But I think it's an important one just to kind of remind people that people are dying and being killed. They're not just dying. They're being killed on the highways out there by people making poor choices and not taking the time to make the right choice.
Well, and you know, to take that one step further, Thanksgiving's next month.
Oh, boy.
And there will be, around the state of Iowa, in triple-digit numbers, empty chairs at dinner tables.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's because sometimes the people that pass are the ones that are making the poor choices, and sometimes it's others. So we need to step up, and that's, you know, we have our step enforcement, but we need to step up as individuals and just make the right choices and try and get those numbers down. You know, we're at 275 deaths already this year on the roadways, and our goal is still 300. Under 300 is what we're still shooting for, but once again, it's not looking too good. We were on a good track.
Well, especially based upon the last week, I have I get reports from the state on the fatality crashes, at least the ones that the troopers cover. And of course, there are others as well. But in the last week, it's been not an uplifting report every day.
Absolutely, you know, and it seems to be that trend, and that's you know, it's just sad because we had such a good thing going for us, and it's terrible. We had that one weekend here not too long ago where we had, let's see, we had 6 motor vehicle fatalities, 4 motorcycle fatalities, and 2 ATV, UTV fatalities all in one weekend. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. And now, one of the hazards is going away a little more each day, and that's the cornfields, the tall corn right up to the corner of, especially on the gravel roads. And, nobody's ever coming down this road, so you don't, a lot of times you don't bother to slow down. A lot of times when you get to be, having driven for a long time like I have, you have convinced yourself that you're a much better driver than you probably are. Yeah. And that causes problems as well.
I think most of us are just lucky.
Well,
I think it just comes down to luck with some of it. But we make our own luck by making good choices. But even though the cornfields are coming out, the deer are coming.
Oh yes, they
becoming
are.
Apparent. And there was 3 of them this morning that decided to run across the road in front of me. And luckily, I was paying attention.
That's good.
And was able to make the correct motion of the brake pedal. And mm-hmm. I didn't veer for deer. Remember, we don't veer for the animals. And
right.
I know my daughter was very upset when I didn't veer for that raccoon when I was driving her car. And she's like, you didn't even try and swerve. I'm like, I'm not going to. It's a raccoon. We'll pay for the damages.
Exactly.
And there was damages. But you know what? The car was fixable. It wasn't like I veered for the deer to go into other traffic or the raccoon.
And no flipping. And there were no two-legged victims.
Yeah, we were fine.
Exactly. And of course, when you're talking about deer, there's never just one.
No, there was 3. There was 3, and there's always that one that's sitting there looking like, you think I can make it too?
Yep, that's I got the second one on the night that I referred to as the night that Bambi killed my Cadillac. So, there's always more than one, and do not veer for deer, just drive through them if you have to, you know.
It's deer season, you'll see the John Deere's in the field, and you'll see the furry ones running across the road. So
there you go.
All you got to do is be paying attention and looking for what's out there.
And that's the big thing. Pay attention when you're driving. Pay attention to your driving. Don't pay attention to the conversation in the car. Don't pay attention with singing along with the radio. Don't, for the love of Christmas, do not play with your electronic device in the car. Pay attention. Keep your head in the game. Buckle your seatbelt. That's a big deal.
Yeah. When you look at our fatality numbers, almost half of our fatalities aren't wearing their seatbelt. And there's such a small percentage of the people out there, but they're still making up half the fatalities. Mm-hmm. So from a safety standpoint, it's going to help your injuries be less, and it's going to keep your butt in that seat.
So safe belt. The seat belt saved my wife's life. Do I know that for sure? I can't prove that, but she is alive, and the guy who hit her head on is not, and he was not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. You know, and it's just one of those things where we need to be paying attention, and people talk a lot about the multitasking. There is no such thing as multitasking. It's task switching. And if you're not, if you're supposed to be driving, when you're not doing the driving because you're switching to a different task, nobody's really driving the car, so you're just got the Carrie Underwood factor going on with Jesus take the wheel. So.
You cover a lot of ground in the very short time that you're not paying attention. And I'm reminded of the old phrase, you had one job, and that one job is to drive that vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Or the ATV, UTV.
Mm-hmm. And those are not, we think of them as toys, they're not toys. They're very dangerous toys.
Very expensive toys.
Well, there's that. And the price of that toy pales in comparison to the cost of the life that's lost because somebody was not doing something they should or doing something they shouldn't.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where you kind of made mention to it. One of the favorite lines is, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
You know, and the law we passed back in 2022 allowing the ATVs and UTVs to be on the roadways. And it's amazing when you look back at the fatalities that we had with those types of vehicles before that law was passed, and then after it was passed. You know, our right now our 5-year average deaths on ATV, UTVs is 8.8. So we go just call that 9. And we're at 19 this year. 19 already this year. That's 10 more than the average, you know. And in 2021, we had 4 deaths on the Iowa roadways with the ATV, UTVs.
Mm-hmm.
And the year the law passed, the very next year, we had 12.
Yeah.
So now, I'm not saying they're more dangerous, because obviously there's just more of them on the road. It's acceptable to be on the road because now the law says you can.
There are more of them on the road, and they are not allowed to travel as fast on the road as the cars that are coming up behind them and popping up over the hill.
You'd be surprised the number of people that are not aware of that.
Yeah, that's because it's what, 45 was the maximum for the ATVs?
35.
35, okay.
35 is your max speed on the ATV, UTV on the roadway.
Okay.
Just because they can go faster doesn't mean you should go faster. The speed limit is still 35. I remember talking to an individual that I knew very well, and he was telling me how nice it was to have the new law where you can just drive down the road now. It doesn't take much time at all. And I mentioned to him, well, the law's 35 mile an hour. No, it'll go 55. It goes 55. It's one of the bigger ones. And I told him, I says, but the law says 35. Oh yeah, that's what I meant. I can go. I go 35.
Yeah, your car can go a lot faster than 55 too. But it's just because you can doesn't mean you should. That's a line I use a lot in my my gun permit classes. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
It's a very good line. I mean, just because things are allowed doesn't mean we should.
Exactly. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some more stuff right after this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Shelton. Sister State Bank of Shelton and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizen State Bank of Shelton and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We are with Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krall. And let's talk a little bit. We talked about the harvest, but let's talk a little bit about agriculture and the roadway.
Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of the big ag equipment out there, and the semis are going to be out there pulling out of the field. So they're going to be slower going. And when we're coming up on those slower moving vehicles, we need to understand that the closing distance is greatly affected. And that's, again, goes back to the distractions and be paying attention. But those vehicles out there, some of them have the slow moving vehicle signs. Some of them, like the semis, like talked about, pulling out of the field won't be. Or they're going to be slowing down to pull into a field. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be paying attention to those and watching for those and giving them space. You know, we're talking another 6 weeks, maybe at the most, and the way the crops are flying out of the field and the lack of moisture to slow them down, I would say we'll be done a little bit early this year, but by the same token, let's give them their space, let them get their work done.
And do not try to pass them when they're slowing down, because they may be getting ready to turn left into a field drive.
Absolutely, and then all of a sudden now your time that you thought you were going to save is going to definitely go out the window.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So keep your head in the game. Something coming up next week. It is School Bus Safety Week next week. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the kids being safe on and around the bus and the bus stop.
Yeah, and I'm hoping they're having these talks in school. I know they've been handing out the posters and whatnot. I've been helping out with that. But October 21st to 25th is School Bus Safety Week. And let's just have those talks with our kids about being good passengers on the bus. You know, some of this stuff is pretty common sense, but most of the stuff we talk about is sit in the seat. You know, that you're supposed to stay seated until that bus is stopped, because let's face it, that's the safest place to be. No food or drink.
Mm-hmm.
No food or drink. That's more of a courtesy for the bus driver, not having to clean up the mess afterwards and whatnot. Uh-huh. The quiet voices, so that the bus driver can understand and be able to concentrate on what he's doing. He doesn't have all that noise going on.
Yeah, that's the other reason for everything, from the being in the seats, the quiet voices. Because if you're up screwing around, then the bus driver's attention is not focused on that one job, which is driving the vehicle.
Exactly. You had that one job to do. And his job is to drive that vehicle, but also ensure that the safety of the cargo, which is one of the most precious things we have, which is kids.
Absolutely.
Keep that aisle clear in case something does go wrong. We don't want those trip hazards out there. And now the school buses are starting to come out with seat belts. A lot of them are starting to have these seat belts. And make sure you wear them if they're there. If they're available, wear that seat belt. It's just it keeps you in that seat.
Yep.
As far as before we get on the bus, the bus stops, let's make sure we're not running around playing football, throwing the ball around, playing tag or whatever it is, because we need to be watching for that bus to come, be ready to get on that bus so that we're courteous to the drivers, so that when the bus stops, we're not waiting for everyone to get on the bus, or maybe Junior's got to, I forgot something, and run back to the house, and now we're sitting there stopping traffic for longer periods. So be ready to get on that bus, stand in line, be ready to get on there, make eye contact with that bus driver. Super important. Make sure that's how you know the bus driver can see you. And it goes back to our window tint law when we've talked about window tint. You want to be able to make that eye contact with that driver so that they know it's safe to cross. So those are the basics on the student themselves trying to get there, and know that there's a 10-foot circle around there. That's the danger zone, you know?
So now that we've talked about the kids, let's talk about the motorists who will be encountering the school buses and the kids.
Yeah, I joke about this, about painting buses a bright color and putting some flashy lights on them and all that stuff. Because
why don't they do that, Kevin?
Yeah, why don't they do that? Oh, wait, they do. They already do. We need to start seeing school buses. We need to start seeing motorcycles, ag equipment, and school buses. If we do that, we'll be very, very much better off.
Well, and to be honest, a big yellow school bus, unless you are different tasking, you shouldn't be able to miss that.
Right.
Especially when the cherries are flashing.
You'd be surprised the number of people that still drive through a school bus stop arm.
Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me.
And it's one of those things, when you see those yellow amber lights, we have to be prepared to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slow down to 20 mile an hour and be prepared to stop. If you're coming up behind it, I would just say stay back.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stay back. Once the red arm comes out, that means stop. I mean, it's a stop sign on there, but it's not a stop sign violation. It is a school bus stop arm violation.
It's much more serious than a stop sign violation. The legislature understands that there is much more danger to life and limb with a school bus stop arm than there is with a regular stop sign.
Absolutely. And we need to get their mind wrapped around that with this concept of our hands-free driving, by the way. But we'll talk about that more later. But yeah, the school bus stop arm, first offense is a simple misdemeanor, but it's a $250 fine plus cost. So you're looking up to about $675. You can do 30 days in jail for that, depending on what the circumstances are. You're looking at a suspension of your driver's license for 30 days. Now, the kicker to that is you can avoid that by going to a driver improvement school.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound fun? 8-hour driver improvement school.
No, not so much.
And paying for that on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
But and while we're talking about paying for it, when I've talked to the insurance companies on this, I've talked to like two or three different ones that do multi-plans, and they're like, yeah, we'll drop you. We'll drop you like
A bad habit.
It is now. And the good news is they will put you on a high-risk insurance for you.
Yeah.
So you don't get no insurance. You just get high-risk insurance.
Bend over and grab your wallet.
It is 3 to 5 years of paying for that mistake.
Through the nose.
Yes. You're going to double or triple your insurance
for
3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just crazy.
That's if nothing bad happens.
Yeah, that's nothing bad happens on that. You know, so let's be watching for those school bus stop arms. Don't pass a school bus. And this is what I tell the kids and drivers, that if you find yourself behind a school bus on a route and they're opening and they're coming to these stops, when you come to that first stop, sit there, look at your watch, look at your clock, whatever it is, and figure out what time it is. And don't be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the number one way to avoid that, because that bus is coming back Monday through Friday during school days, the same time, to drop those kids off or pick them up. So if you don't want to be behind the school bus, find a different time to be there.
I have altered my in-town route on my morning routine just for that very reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and You talk about a second offense, it goes up to a serious misdemeanor. These are criminal offenses.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at 315 to 1875 for the fine, mm-hmm. and 90-day suspension of your license.
And the bonus there is you can be a guest of the county for up to a year.
Now, in most cases, you're not going to, but I don't. If I'm gonna gamble, I don't want that as the prize.
You don't want to gamble on what judge you're gonna get.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't want to be gambling on that. I remember having a judge on the alcohol violations at one time. These teen alcohol violations would have that where you could lose your license for up to a period of time. I think it was a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, that sounds good. And everyone that came to court on him that he found guilty, he would recommend that they lose their driving privileges as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to risk that? No.
Yeah.
I'm not risking that.
No, heavens no.
So let's just make sure that when we're meeting these buses, we're giving them their space, we're taking the time, we're watching for those amber lights, we're slowing down, we're stopping 15 feet back so that we can see those kids running back and forth or unloading. And let's face it, if you're behind a school bus, they're not going to take off very fast. So you might as well be 15 feet back to give everybody their space, allows the driver to be able to see you back there. There's cameras on most of these buses now where they can readily identify the license plate and get nice pictures so that when they call me up, I have all the evidence I need right there.
Now, we haven't heard a lot about that problem this year. Some, like every year, but there have other years that have been much more prevalent with folks passing stop school buses.
Absolutely. And up by Dickens County, up by Spirit Lake, we had a real big problem. I haven't checked in with them this year, but I know that one year they were literally, the deputies were literally giving escorts to the school buses because they were getting so many violations out there on the one stretch of road. And I talked to one deputy, he goes, every week I'm mm-hmm. writing at least a couple. And it's just simple, slow down, pay attention to what's going on. Understand, and we all understand because we learned about it in driver's ed, and it's mm-hmm. one of the questions on the test. But let's look for those school bus stop where we're supposed to and make sure that we're giving them their due space.
And the one thing that we haven't talked about is that despite all the penalties for passing a stop school bus, if you should hit and kill a child, not only are you very probably going to prison for a fairly substantial portion of time, but maybe even and costing you millions of dollars. But for the rest of your life, you will have to live with that, and that will be the dream that comes to you in your sleep every night for the rest of your life.
And that's what most people don't understand. And they're not thinking about that. Is it's mm-hmm. it's long term stuff. The other stuff, money's money, but it's that internal. I have to wake up and look myself in the mirror every day, and some of us will comb our hair. Some of us don't have to worry about that as much. But
you and I are in the second
yeah,
category.
Yeah, exactly. But we have to look in the mirror and understand, and we're looking at you killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And basic bottom line, killed or seriously injured, you know, and that's what it's about. These laws are put in place to try and keep us from hurting or killing somebody else.
And to leave you with this mental image, if you have kids or grandkids, imagine that it was one of yours that got hit and killed because somebody didn't stop for a school bus.
Right, right.
There's a positive note to end on.
Way to go.
Anyway, when you're in the vehicle, you got one job. Remember that. That's driving. Kevin, thanks for coming in. We will talk to you the first Thursday of November back here live and in color. That's going to do it for today on Talk of the Town, right here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. I'll be right back.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon. Docked and happy to serve, with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Talk of the Town, a daily feature on Kiowa FM 105.3. I want to thank our guest, Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol. Talk of the Town is brought to you daily by Corner Discount in Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Sanford Sheldon, by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at this time for Talk of the Town on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM Radio.